Welcome to the Hemelradio podcast. Today, Hemel talks about people pleasing. This is an excerpt from one of Hemel's live calls. To find out more, please visit www.hemelradio.com. That's www.hemelradio.com. Over to you, Hemel.
How does compulsive people pleasing interfere with the law of attraction? What are some strategies to mitigate some people pleasing compulsions? Okay, so people pleasing. So, I think the thing is with anything, not just people pleasing, it's really about how much it takes you out of your own flow and your own balance. Because there's nothing wrong with pleasing people, but if it's taking you out of your balance, then that's where the trouble is. And with all this stuff, whether it's that particular behavior, people pleasing, or anything else, it only matters when it takes you out of your flow with yourself. And the way that tends to happen is you overextend yourself. You're trying to help so many people, your own cup is empty, so to speak, and you're overextended energetically. You're low at that point, and in fact, whatever you do to help others, you're actually, because your energy is so low, you don't actually offer so much other than the actual action itself. Whereas if you're in your flow and you're in your divinity, then when you help people through even small actions, you have great results because of your energy and your alignment. So and you help many more people through your alignment than with you being overextended and helping lots of people. It's almost like, and I've not even thought this through, but this just came to me as I'm talking to you. It's almost like, you know, when you're lined up, you may take one action, it could be whatever it might be, and you might help 100 people, okay? But when you're out of your flow and out of balance, you may take 100 actions and help one person, okay? That's kind of what came to me at this moment. That's kind of what happened. When you're in your flow and you're lined up, you might just take one action, one subtle action, you'll have a full sweep of helping so many people in one go. And that's the power of your own flow. And that's, you have far more to offer in your energy than through your actions necessarily. When you blend the two together, you have greater power. So, and also, like, I mean, people say things like, you know, you've got to help other people. You've got to do this. You've got to help other people. And so, I mean, ask yourself this. I mean, when someone's people pleasing, I would say ask yourself, you know, what's your motivation when you try to help people? What if you didn't help people? Because sometimes we pick up beliefs along the way, like it's bad not to help people, or you're letting people down, or things that, you know, what's the self-talk that you have that, makes you please people? If you don't, what is it? Do you feel guilt? Do you feel, do you feel guilt? Do you feel any sadness? Is there any fear? I mean, do you feel you have to help people, otherwise something will happen? So, it's really what goes through your mind when you're helping people, okay? Do you feel that, let's say it's professionally, if you're not helping enough people, your business won't benefit? So, but again, that's, notice the energy in all of this. You know, if you help people, if you don't help people, your business won't be able to improve. Or if you don't help people, you feel guilty. It's all from a poor energetic place. You help people from your divinity and your flow and through creativity, through inspiration, through enjoyment, through love. That's the motivation. Not, you know, it may be from a place of fear, so don't mislabel it from love or joy. Oftentimes people will do things and they'll find a convenient label or description for it. They'll say, oh, well, I love helping people and so on and so on, whereas, you know, the energy is actually in a different place. They're actually doing it from a place of fear, or they're doing it from a place of guilt or habit. But habit itself has an emotion behind it, from far back, perhaps. So look at the energy behind why you're doing it. And it's like, I mean, the analogy I use, it's like when you have a cup of tea, for example. You can't help someone with an empty cup. So what you do is you fill your cup up. Okay, it could be a cup of tea, it could be a cup of water, it could be anything. So when you fill the cup up and it overflows, you help people through what overflows, through your abundance. Okay, you know, it's an abundant activity. It's you knowing I have more than enough, I can help others. It's an amplification of your abundance. Okay, it's an extension and a consequence of your natural abundance that you have. Some people, what they do is they try and help people because they think it'll help their abundance. But your abundance is actually already here now. It's a feeling. It's a sense that you have. It's a knowingness. When you have that, the helping is actually a natural extension of that. Okay, it's like tithing. You know, people give to charity because they I don't know if it's a statistic, but there's a thing like if you tithe and give to charity and help others, you get more back because it's an implication of abundance. So what many people do is they'll say, okay, I'm going to help people. And what, for some people though, what they have in the motivation behind it is what they'll get back. And that's a mix in their energy. You know, it's like if someone's giving something for what they're going to get back in return, and that's why they're doing it, they're not actually fully giving. There's actually an attachment to them giving. There's actually an expectation and attachment, and that actually prevents them receiving. So when people wholeheartedly give with no expectation, they genuinely give because they want to help, there's actually an implication of abundance there. And it's the abundance that actually attracts. It's the energy again. It's not about what they're doing or how they're doing it. It's actually the energy behind what they're doing. So, you know, some people give to charity because they think, oh, well, if I, you know, give some of my money or my possessions away, I'm freeing things up and I'll attract more abundance. And that's fine, but it depends on the energy behind it. If it's from a place of, well, let me give this out and what can I receive, they may not be putting so much into the giving of it and be wholehearted and wholly abundant. It's more, they may be more in a case of, I'm giving so that I can receive, and there's an implication maybe that it's not an abundant universe. And that's, I think that may be the thing where when someone is truly in abundance, they don't mind giving. They're not even scared of giving something precious and valuable away because they know they're taken care of. You know, when you truly believe in abundance, it's like you know you're fine no matter what will happen. You know you're fine. The universe will take care of you. And when you truly know that, you're not fearful of giving anything away, and you're ready for what will show up next. So so that's something else about giving and energy. So the other thing about people pleasing, I'll say. I mean, I mentioned earlier about is someone people pleasing because they're is there fear behind it? Is there guilt? There's a few other things why people please. Again, like I said, there could be fear, there could be other emotions, but it could be a self-esteem thing. So someone may feel out of sorts, and they're kind of pleasing people to fit in, basically. They're trying to, again, that's from the outside, trying to look in sort of thing. So again, if you're on the outside, energetically, you're out of balance. So self-esteem is one thing where someone may be doing it just to feel better about themselves or to fit in or to feel valid. So self-validation would be another one. Okay, self-esteem, self-validation. So they're doing this to add some validity to either to themselves or with others. But well, even if it's to others, it still comes back to how they feel about themselves. It's about to give themselves some validity. Okay, so be aware of the motivation behind it. That's the key thing I would say. The other thing I'd also say is it in certain contexts? So, you know, when someone is people-pleasing, is it just like in the work context? Is it like intimate relationships? Because, you know, someone could be confident at work, but when they get into intimate relationships, they may be a certain way. Or is it that when they're in professional relationships, they're doing it? So again, that may give some clues about self-esteem, somewhere where this person maybe doesn't feel whole, maybe they're fearful, maybe there's some scarcity, some beliefs around scarcity. So, you know, where is it? See, you should be fine whether you give or not, because it's really about your own divinity. It's about your own flow and your own balance. Okay. And when you give to others, it'll come from a natural place. It shouldn't be an extension or an overextension. It shouldn't feel a stretch. Okay. It should actually be ideally from a place of joy. And that's really where you want it from, because that's the greatest gift to yourself and the greatest gift to others when you do it from that place. So otherwise, you're stretching yourself, and it's like you're giving your energy away and finding yourself out of balance. When someone truly gives from that centered place, it feels enjoyable and great, and they can give it more and more. People often ask me, like, when I work with people, if I'm talking to someone who's, you know, let's say depressed or sad or down, does that affect my energy? And generally I tend to say, no, it doesn't. I tend to be in my flow, and when I interact with people, I do it from an enjoyable place, and that's where I'm at, sort of thing. So, whereas other people who are perhaps counselors, therapists, etc., they find themselves getting pulled in and sucked in, etc. Whereas myself, I actually enjoy interacting with people. We have a lot of fun, and things grow and things move very quickly, etc., because they're also willing to tap into the energy that I'm providing. I think where people get tired is when they get themselves pulled into other people's energy and they're overextending themselves, perhaps. So again, maybe there's something around that. So regarding people pleasing, so your question was, how does it interfere with law of attraction? So the way it interferes is if someone's out of balance, they're out of balance with themselves. And if that, so the law of attraction is you attract more of your own energy. So if you're out of balance, you attract more situations energetically that are a match to that, and it grows and goes from there. You know, if you're helping certain people and people who are ungrateful, for example, you may attract, you know, more situations where people are ungrateful, especially if you're focusing on that even more. What are some strategies to mitigate people pleasing compulsions? So I would say what I said, I would look into the emotions. Whether it's yourself or someone else, identify a few specific incidents where they people please people and identify the motivators in those behaviors. You know, was it guilt? Was it fear? Was it, Yeah, was it fear? Was it guilt? Was it self-esteem, self-validation? What was it? So identify specific situations and identify what the motivators were and why they did it. And when you identify that, that will give you an idea of what's right, what's not right. And you can then amend and rectify it. So that's what I would say. I would say, look into specific instance, identify the specific emotions. And what may happen is when you go down that specific route, eventually you may come back to a point in time, maybe in the past, where something happened, a specific incident which started it all off. So, for example, let's say it's someone who does it in an intimate situation. Let's say a woman who does it in an intimate situation, she people pleases, like, say, her intimate partner. What it might be is many years ago, she had a boyfriend that said something to her quite cruel, in a cruel way, but that left a mark. And so, in future, to avoid having someone say that to her or someone making her feel that way, she pleases so as not to experience that, for example. So as not to go down that road. So it may be that, something was said to her many years ago which hurt her and left a mark emotionally, and that affected, when we talk about self-esteem, self-validation, so that it created a bit of a mark there, and so she goes around trying to cover that up by her behavior so she doesn't have to go down that road with the next partner and so on and so on. So that's maybe one way. So let's say another example is a professional setting. So again, let's say someone enters a business or a situation they're not very confident on. It's a new situation. So again, they may be people-pleasing to cover up for the inadequacies, so to speak. And what may be the solution to it is actually looking into, in a sense, what they're doing is they're not in the energy, they're not in the vibe of that particular context or that business yet. So in a sense, their energy is all over the place because they're trying to fix it and make up for it. Distorting it by their behavior. So they're trying to please people and keep everyone happy because they're not fully yet connected to what the correct actions are. It's almost like someone who does everything to keep themselves going rather than knowing exactly what they need to do. So when they start to get into the groove in the business, in the market, in the industry, and they know specifically how to market, to communicate to others, they'll take specific desired actions. They won't need to be doing everything to please everyone because they'll know a specific way for that particular market or their industry or their particular business that they have of what to do about it. And so they won't need to be doing everything. They'll do specifically what they need to do, and it'll be a lot more focused, and the results will be a lot better as well. So sometimes it could be not knowing, and so we're pleasing people because we don't know what to do, and so we're just trying to keep everyone happy and keep things going, which is not a bad thing necessarily, but again, it's a cue to maybe getting more specific, knowing what your specific targets are, your goals are, and the route to them. But the key thing I would say is what I said earlier. It's really about identify specific situations and incidents, and identify the motivators in them. What were the motivators? Why did they happen? And that allows you to clean that up. So then you're not doing it from a place of imbalance. That's what I would say. And once you do that, you're gonna because again these emotions aren't coming up, you're gonna be more in your groove and your flow, and attracting things more, much more quickly and better as well.
Hemel will be running a Law of Attraction event in Australia in November. For more information, please visit www.loainaustralia.com. Thanks for listening.